Hello, and welcome back to We Are the Weirdos, Mister, the podcast for all things cult, camp, queer, and creepy. I am your host, Hillary Michelle Post, and the whole gang is here, everybody. I have Julie, Heather, and Lacey. Say hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi, guys.
So, happy Labor Day weekend, everyone. I know I'm spoiled in that I have Labor Day off. I know not everyone gets Labor Day off, but I'm excited. It's been a rough week. And it's been such a rough week that I didn't feel like doing a movie. I wanted to do something silly and dumb and just to have fun and not have to do any scholarly effort. So we're going to play Smash or Pass. We have celebs. We have fictional characters. We have animated characters. We have the whole spectrum. And we're going to take turns answering so that everyone can hear each other's answers. And everyone reserves the right to question one another as well. If you demand an explanation for your answer, you have to give some type of explanation why.
I probably will at some point.
I will also say that these questions are disregarding anyone's sexuality. So no matter what you identify as or what you are attracted to, you have to answer regardless. Use your imagination. If I ask you about a gender or animal that you wouldn't usually have sex with, put yourself in those shoes for a moment.
I like that you specified your animal.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, nobody's answers necessarily reflect anything about them. This is just having fun. Disclaimer. That being said, Hillary is queer and a monster fucker, so no holds barred.
Monsters! That would have been a great category.
Yeah. So Heather said that she made a little list, so we're going to start with Heather's list. And we'll go in order, including Heather, you can give us the person, but you also can answer second to last, like we said, with your response. So let's rock and roll, Heather.
Okay, my category is fiction and literary figures. Fiction, like fictional characters and literary figures. Are we ready?
Ready.
Ready.
Jay Gatsby.
All I can picture is movie
is
versions.
Is he gonna
Smash?
Well, okay. Sorry. No. I'll say Smash, but he wouldn't smash me because he's too obsessed with Daisy. But yeah, I probably would. Julie?
I concur with that, but will he call me old sport during?
I mean, does that change your answer?
Yes. He's rich. Smash.
Mm-hmm. I also say Smash.
I like going last because I've changed my answer three times. Like, wait. So you guys can influence me. I stick to Smash.
Okay. Second person I have, Nurse Ratched from One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
You know what? Smash.
I don't have a frame of reference.
Oh. You've never read or watched The Cuckoo's Nest?
I have not.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
So I'm gonna.
You can abstain.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'll abstain from answering because I don't have a frame of reference.
But you should at least watch it.
Okay. I can do that. I just currently do not have a frame of reference.
I am hesitant to say Smash, but I'm going to say Smash.
I don't know, man. Just let him watch the game. Pass.
Okay, Mr. Darcy from Pride and Prejudice.
Pass. He's a wiener.
A million times Smash.
Pass.
Pass.
More for you, Jules.
It's fine.
Atticus Finch.
Smash.
Smash! He's a little white savior-y for me, but a smash.
I was going to say, you have to say smash. Like, it feels bad if you don't.
I like that, yes, Heather's smash. Just going to call him out, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, wow, he's a little white savior-y, but smash.
Emily Dickinson.
Smash.
Oh, I really don't like poetry, but I bet she's a little weird. Smash.
I second that.
She probably make me sleepy.
For the next two, Lacey, I'm sorry.
Oh God, what are you doing?
Percy Shelley.
Percy? Yes. Julie?
Sorry, smash.
Pass.
Really?
Yeah, I'll stick with it.
Where did you find this nerd? Did you say Percy Shelley?
Yeah.
Percy Bysshe Shelley?
Yes.
Okay, let me do some research here for a second and I'll let you know.
I am Ozymandias, King of Kings.
Yes.
Look on my works, ye mighty in despair.
Didn't we just talk about that on a podcast recently?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, because it was in Crash or Cracks.
Oh, yeah.
It was the only question I knew on the Praxis. Like, it was the only one I was for sure that I knew the answer to.
One of the most advanced skeptical intellects ever to write a poem. Smash!
Okay.
Fair enough.
He was a dumb bitch, though, because he went out and got himself killed on a boat, but my answer still stands.
Okay, now, Mary Shelley.
Smash.
Smash.
I think I actually know who that is. Yay.
Smash. For sure, smash.
It feels wrong to say, like, pass against anybody that, like, gets mad respect like you. Smash. Screw it.
Edgar Allan Poe.
Ooh. Like, I'm attracted to his mind, but he's kind of goofy looking.
Yeah.
And he's super depressed. I'll say pass.
Okay. I concur with you. He looks like he smells bad.
Oh, he probably smells bad, yeah.
Oh, water came out my nose.
He has great genital hygiene. So, for this reason, pass.
Yeah, also a pass. I mean, love is work, but yeah, he's probably smelling.
That's what you cut. The smelly thing, that kills me. Like, he just seems a little too much work, but like, sure, he stinks. We'll pass.
Yeah.
What's your answer, Lucy?
I'm not interested in Poe's smegma.
I know what that means. That, I don't know who Percy Shelley is, but I know what smegma means.
That might be the tagline of the episode.
I said pass on that, Hillary, by the way.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Okay. Ernest Hemingway.
Ooh. Smash.
Yeah, I feel like he's a drunk, right? He'd be a good time. It's fine. Yeah. Smash. He's got cats. Smash.
He's a cat man. He's got like 60.
Yeah.
Cats. Smash. For sure. He's probably going to write a short story about me. Fuck, Smash.
He's got Santa vibes. I'm going with it.
Yes! Okay, where are we? Katniss Everdeen.
Pass. She's a fucking whiner.
Isn't that like the Hunger Game chick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Catnip Everclean.
Julie.
Actually, it's Everdeen. She's so sad. Also, her life's been kind of a fart. Pass.
Smash. I said what I said.
Pass. It's the flaming dress, isn't it?
It doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt. Joe March.
Smash! Smash. She's my soulmate. Smash.
Yeah, smash.
Agreed, smash.
Same, smash.
Okay, now Amy March.
Only if she's played by Florence Pugh. Now, book Amy, pass. She's annoying.
Yeah, pass.
Same pass.
Yeah, nope. No doing.
Okay, the next two are specific to our vibe and may have been on someone else's list, so I'm pretty sorry. But Hannibal Lecter.
Oh, smash.
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 Okay, guys, have fun. I'll be over here drinking my own damn wine. Thanks. No thanks.
Will Graham.
I mean, he's so neurotic, but yeah, probably still smash.
I wondered if you were going to say no because he's a cop, but smash.
I don't even know who the hell you're talking about.
Don't worry about it, Lacey. Well, Lacey, you've seen Red Dragon, haven't you?
No.
You've never seen Red Dragon?
If I did, I didn't retain anything from any of that. It's not my thing.
Oh, sorry, Lacey.
You're smart. Y'all are too smart for me. I'm over here just like farting in my armpit.
Okay. I only have a couple left. Virginia Woolf.
We would be two depressed bitches. I think we like, holy shit, dude. Oh, I'd still probably hit it. Yeah, smash.
Hold on. Mrs. Dalloway said that she would smash.
She said she powers herself.
Yeah. Well, I googled her and she looks hot, so smash.
I mean, I'm sure she was a pretentious. Still smash. Just smash.
Yeah. Everyone's like, it's a bad idea, but smash.
Yeah. Too much like me, no thanks.
Jane Eyre.
Pass. No, just pass.
Is it because she's plain?
No, it's because she's dumb.
That'll do it.
I'm trying, like, give me a second. Let me suss this out in my head. Yeah, I think it might be a pass.
Yeah, pass.
Pass.
Mr. Rochester, which would be Jane's counterpart.
Also pass. He locks bitches in attics.
And for that reason, it's a smash.
I should have added Bertha, damn it.
I never like things that are good for me, so I should probably say pass, but I maybe Smash.
He can play the piano. He plays the he plays my favorite piece, the Turkish Rounda by Mozart in the Michael Fassbender version. That's why it's a smash.
I like musicians and music, so yep, smash.
Okay, I have to go ahead.
He's a pianist. He's good with his fingers.
Oh. Okay, I have two more, and I went off the deep end just a little bit.
Okay.
Rum Tum Tugger.
Pass. You're full of shit.
Oh my god! I didn't have to Google that. Oh my god.
Pass, because I ship him with Mr. Christopheles.
Porcano Los Dos!
Because I said.
Okay.
So for Julie, it's clearly a smash.
Smash.
Yeah, I already said that.
Oh, I didn't hear you.
Oh, I didn't hear you either. Sorry. Smash.
Lazy.
No. I was like, I know who this is. I'm going to get mad when I Google it. And I did know who it was. But, like, for some reason, the picture that I pulled up, like, his mane smelled like carpet. Like, I could just smell it. And I didn't like it.
Okay. And my last one is Mr. Mistopheles.
Pass for the same reason.
Smash.
He smells like carpet?
No, because I ship him in Rum Tug and Tugger.
I'm definitely a smash for Mr. Mistopheles. We've had a thing since I was about 5, so.
I like his hat, so I'm in.
That's good.
Good. All right.
Yeah.
Great list, Heather.
Thanks.
This list that I'm about to read is absolutely insane. There's no rhyme or reason. It was literally just over the past week, a random celebrity would pop in my head and I'd write it down. It's chaos. It's men.
I'm
women.
So nervous.
You will know everyone on this list, Lacey.
Okay, cool.
I don't think I have any repeats from when we played in the car, but I might, and if I did, then I'm sorry.
I'm gonna open a Google Doc Google search. Just in case I do not know these people.
I promise you guys will know everybody. Okay. Amy Adams. I say smash.
Oh, yeah. Smash.
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 Christian Bale. I feel pass.
What'd you say?
I said Christian Bale, and I said pass.
Yeah, absolutely a pass. Can't see his teeth.
Smash?
I'm judging. Ew.
Ew. Oh, like, good for you!
I'm not saying he's gross or anything. I think he's kind of a wiener, but...
I didn't know I was getting judged on here. Jeez.
No, you know judgment. You're not.
You're not.
I just looked at my phone and Julie sent me like a painting of Rum Tum Tugger.
Toni Collette. I'm first. Smash.
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 I would smash her, and then I would put her in a box, and I would smash her again. And then I would put her in a box and I'd smash her again, and I would mail it to myself just so I could smash her again. I love her so fucking much, man.
I love her too. Denzel Washington. Smash.
Smash.
Oh, I find him attractive, but isn't he a douche?
Yeah, kind of.
I guess I did. Christian Bale's a smash. Yeah, smash.
Lazy.
Yeah. Smash.
Denzel. Ethan Hawke. I went back and forth, but I think I would smash.
I am also going to say smash because I heard he's very, very nice.
I'm going to say pass.
Me too. No thanks. He didn't do anything for me.
That's it. I was going to say the same thing, Lacey, Julie, because I was going back and forth. I'm just like, he just seems like such a nice dude. That was what
he is nice. Have you ever heard my friend Samantha's story about the time she chauffeured him around?
Yes.
Yeah, it's great. He seems nice. So
the story, can you share?
Sure. My friend Samantha interned with a production company, and she had to take Ethan Hawke to set in her really old Jetta, and she played a song, and I don't remember for the life of me what it was, but he was like, can we hear that again? And then he also told her that the Summer Olympics always happens in a leap year. Yeah.
That'd be cool. Man, I'm so glad I had the lame internship that I had, because if someone was just like, yeah, take your fucking 2007 Impala that has Supernatural stickers on it and go pick up Ethan Hawke, I'd be like, go fuck yourself. No. Absolutely not. Uma Thurman. Smash.
It's going to be a pass for me.
It's going to be a smash for me.
Pass.
There. Janine Garofalo. I would smash.
I think that one's going to be a pass also.
Yeah, I agree with Julie. Pass.
I think you guys need to go and watch Truth About Cats and Dogs and tell me who is more screwable in that situation. That always made me mad. I'm giving her a smash. She's way better looking than Uma Thurman, I think. Sorry.
I mean, I think they're both attractive, but that movie... Have you, Julie, Heather, have you ever seen that movie?
Yes.
No.
It always made me mad because, yes, they're very different, but they're not... To be like, oh, Uma's attractive and Janine's not is just weird to me.
She just kind of annoys me. I think she's attractive. I just feel bad about her.
That's right. Dottie. Yeah. Dottie's rolling around on the floor because she's bored because I won't let her out of the bedroom. And she's just covered in kitty litter and tissues and just... She's a mess. Ben Stiller. Pass for me.
Oh, yeah, pass.
Pass.
He makes me laugh. I'm hitting it. I don't care.
Zooey Deschanel, pass for me.
Oh, pass. Bad vibes.
Oh my god. I whatever Lacey said about smash and then the box. That's how I feel about Zooey Deschanel. No, it's a smash. Sorry.
Yes, but I would request that she wear the elf costume.
I love it.
Fair, I guess. tangentially related, the Property Brothers. One of the one with the beard, I probably would let hit it. The other one, probably not.
It's a smash, but if it's only together.
Fair.
It's a pass for me, bro.
Nah, smash.
That's right. Eiffel Tower by the Property Brothers.
What'd you do this weekend, Julie? I got spit roasted by a couple twins.
And now they're renovating my house. Nice.
Bill Nye. Smash.
Smash.
Smash. Boom, boom, boom.
Smash. We did that one on trivia group.
We did.
That was a missed opportunity to be like, smash, smash, smash.
Neil deGrasse Tyson. Pass for me.
There is no degree of pass higher than this. This is such a pass, it's not even funny. It's so pass, it's pass.
Whoa. Can I ask why?
Because he's a dick, and he doesn't let people have fun. And so sex would not be fun with Neil deGrasse Tyson. He would probably tell you during sex that the only reason that we were doing it is because of the body's biological need to procreate. That's how much of a buzzkill he is.
He'd explain why you didn't come, like it was your fault.
Yeah. Okay, pass, I guess.
Yeah, I'm sold. No, thank you.
Jessica Simpson. Smash, but only fat Jessica.
Hold on, I gotta Google fat Jessica. She's so dumb, I think I would feel bad.
She does look
really, you know what I mean? And here's the thing, she might not actually even be like that dumb. That might have just been the edit.
No, you know dude.
I mean? No, there's something that you can't edit it. What about you, Heather?
Pass.
Pass.
Hold on, fat Jessica, though.
I know, right?
She looks great.
Oh, speaking of which,
she'd be in the middle, she'd be like, is this chicken?
Nick Lachey. Pass.
Yeah, pass. He looks too much like an old Abercrombie model, and for some reason they just don't do it for me.
Pass.
Pass because I have his brother's face tattooed on my butt.
I'm sorry.
I know, but like, I never told anybody because I was an NSYNC fan, but I was so hot for Drew Lachey back in the day.
So funny. Okay, I want each of us to take turns and say which of the Backstreet Boys we would smash and which ones we'd pass. So, I would smash Kevin and AJ. And I would pass on Nick, Brian, and Howie.
Yeah, same. My list is the same.
I am also the same. I have loved AJ forever. Kevin grew on me, but Brian's too boring. And I met Nick's brother, and they're both douches probably. And what's the other guy's name? Howie? No.
Howie, yeah.
Poor Howie, but no.
Sidebar, for those who like AJ, he's currently in drag on the Secret Celebrity Drag RuPaul season. Mm-mm. Sorry, go ahead, Lacey.
I think Kevin's the only one that I would do anything with.
Fair.
Yeah.
Now,
I think he's the one that kind of looked like Paul, or I thought that Paul reminded me of.
I only vaguely remember what Paul looks like. I've tried to erase him from my brain, but yeah, I can kind of see it.
Okay, cool. You have tried to erase it from your
Same for NSYNC. So I would smash JC, Chris, and Joey, and I would pass on Justin and Lance.
I definitely, you know what? Here's the thing. Hillary, you and I were both Chris girls. And we were correct, but as I've grown up, I've realized that Joey,
yeah,
I don't know what it is about him. I don't know what it is about him, but like, he just looks like he would be a good time. So But I've never been too fussed about JC, so I guess I'm smash on Chris, smash on Joey, and I will pass the rest.
I would smash Joey based on what Julie just said. Yes, he does seem like a good time. And JC, because he was my favorite when I was a kid, pass on the rest.
Lizzie?
I never really liked JC before, but now he looks like Santa, so I'll smash. Joey, smash. I mean, I'd smash Lance, but clearly, you don't want none of this shit.
Well, we'll pretend that he...
Okay, then Lance, too. Yeah.
You wouldn't smash Grizzly?
No. Uh-uh.
Okay, you can hold off on the tone.
Sassy.
I'm not episode for me. You know that's not my... He's not... I don't know. No. I mean, sorry. No. I don't...
Uh-oh. Are their names still on your ceiling?
Yes.
For those who don't know, Lacey lives in our childhood home, and in the back bedroom of the house, Lacey and I wrote Chris and Lance's names and glow-in-the-dark stars on the ceiling, and they're still there.
Guys, I was so obsessed that, you know how you could buy, like, the Lance crackers out of the vending machine, right? I used to buy them every day and cut, there was, like, 3 Lance words on each pack, and I cut them out, and I glued them to my caboodle. I had, like, 7 million Lances on my caboodle. And do you know that the day that he came out was the day of my bridal shower?
And Lacey called me at like 6 o'clock in the morning crying. I thought someone was dead. And she called just to tell me that Lance had come out of the closet. And I was just like, durr! Okay. Seth Rogen, I would smash.
If it's not smash,
I say pass. His voice really annoys me. Sorry, man.
He makes pottery though, right? Like the ceramics and the pottery he makes is really cool.
Okay. Which is why I'm going to choose Smash, because he might give me a discount.
On the pottery?
Yeah.
That's true. I still don't know if it's worth it for me.
That's fair.
Freddie Prinze Jr. I would pass.
Have you seen what he said to Howard Stern like 20 years ago, though?
Yeah. It's very sweet.
It is very sweet, and maybe that's why I'm going to pass, because he loves his wife. Wife guy.
Wait, what did he say to who?
Howard Stern. Howard Stern was being shitty to him about him being in love with Sarah Michelle Gellar, and he said, in 10 years, you're going to come find me and be like, oh, Howard, I owe you money. And then Sarah Michelle Gellar posted a screenshot of that the other day on Instagram, and she's like, it's been 20 years!
He was really sweet because Howard's like, in 10 years, you're going to be a completely different man and not like her anymore. And he's like, and she'll be a completely different woman and that'll be okay. What?
That's so cute. I always thought he was cute when we were kids. He's still cute. I'm going to smash.
Yeah, I'll smash.
I didn't have her written down, but what about Sarah Michelle Gellar? I think I'd pass, but only for the same reason, just because I ship them too much.
She has weird lips. Pass.
Who was it?
Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Pass.
No, I don't think so either. Pass.
Let's see. Elizabeth Olsen, smash.
Is that the?
It's like WandaVision, right?
Yeah.
Mm, yeah.
Oh, passing like her face. She looks like a fish.
I absolutely love her face. Smash a million times.
Yes, I'd kiss her face. I'd smash it too.
She looks like
a fish.
No, she looks like God. No, God made the Olsen twins and said, ugh, and went,
yes,
squeaky, 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 and fixed it. And then was like, there we go.
That's exactly like almost word for word what Sam said. He said, I could do better.
Yeah. Alexander Skarsgård. I would pass.
You know, I will smash.
I think he's attractive. I loved him in True Blood, but he's played so many, like, creepy, awful dudes that, like, I don't think I could get that out of my head, so I'm gonna say pass.
Ah. I had to Google this one, so it's like, okay, there's a picture of Tarzan. I'm like, that's hot. Well, then here he is in a tux top and no bottoms. That's not hot. I'm good with no.
Bill Skarsgård. Smash.
Yeah, smash.
Okay, I have to look at his face again.
His work in Hemlock Grove was exemplary.
Oh, he's so hot in Hemlock Grove.
I haven't really seen him in It, so he creeps me out a little bit, so I'm going to say no.
And his face looks like that all the time, though.
Yeah, it's like...
But I like it.
Cheekbones bother me. Like, his, like, sunken in cheekbones, it's nope.
What'd you say, Lacey?
Oh, yeah, I'd smash.
Let's see. Zachary Levi. I would smash.
Pass.
Hold on, is this... Oh. Smash.
Oh, smash.
Reese Witherspoon. I would pass.
Smash.
Definitely smash.
Smash.
Good. Christina Applegate. Smash.
Pass.
Pass.
I would like to know why. A justification from both of you.
I don't know if I have one.
I don't like her face.
Oh, I like her face. I'll smash. We got you, girl.
I think she's beautiful. Melissa McCarthy, smash.
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 I have to pass.
You just see her as a Suki, don't you?
No, I see her as competition. I know that sounds dumb. But, like, I don't know. It's too much like me. Like, she's going to make the funnier joke while we're doing it, and I don't like that.
And that's why I want to smash. I'm like, yeah, be funny.
Lixie's like the Highlander of sex.
There can only be one.
Yeah, exactly. But, like, it doesn't work like that. Isn't that weird? It doesn't feel like that with men. Like, I think funny men are sexy, but, like, funny women are competition. I'm like, what the fuck? That's not right. That's dumb.
Yeah, that's not right. That's fucked up.
It is fucked up. My bad. I can't help it.
Kristen Wiig. She's very hot in Wonder Woman, but I would still probably pass.
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 No, pass.
Michael Keaton. Smash.
Oh, smash.
Pass.
Smash.
George Clooney. God, I've had time to think about it and I still don't know. I mean, probably smash.
Smash, but especially if he's wearing the Batman suit with the nipples.
Smash if he brings his wife.
Yeah, agreed. Smash.
Smash if he brings me a fucking Nespresso.
Yeah, no shit.
I'll pass. He's never really done anything for me.
Patrick Swayze. I would want to, like, go on a shopping trip with him, rest in peace, but I don't think I'd want to smash. So I'll say pass.
Ooh, but remember how hot he was in The Outsiders? For this reason, I will say smash.
Pass.
Smash.
Let's see. John Leguizamo. Smash.
Oh, smash.
Pass.
Pass.
Even in Romeo and Juliet?
Yeah. Tell me if it was by Romeo's hand that Tybalt was slew.
Tom Cruise. Pass.
If it's Tom Cruise from Legend, it is a smishity smash. Those thighs, his fucked up snaggle teeth. Woo!
Hard pass for me.
Me too. Super hard pass.
I'm actually reading this list out of my Legend notebook that Julie bought for me.
Good.
Diane Keaton. Pass.
What?
Smash.
Smash. She inspired my future look for my hair when I go gray and my cute little spot like she does. Or I'll just fake do it because I want to be Diane Keaton.
Me too. Why did you say pass?
Did I say pass?
No, I thought Hillary said pass.
She's asking me. I don't know. I don't know. I think she's beautiful, but I don't know. I think I can't divorce her from characters like First Wife Club, where she's like really neurotic and uptight.
I love that. That's the best.
Emilio Estevez. Pass.
Emilio! Pass.
Pass.
Smash, capital M. I don't know why I capitalized the M and not the S, but
smash.
Smash. Really, you guys? Like Billy the Kid? Oh.
Ooh. I think he's more handsome now than back then.
Dead or alive.
Nick Cannon, pass.
Bro, if you say his name, you get knocked up. Exactly. So pass.
You look at you get pregnant. Pass.
Like, honestly, I think Nick Cannon is so fertile that even though Hillary's had her tubes tied, he could get her pregnant.
That was the joke I was going to make. Like, I'm fixed, but I ain't taking that risk. Yeah, no.
Kenan Thompson. Smash.
Smash.
Smash. Smash.
I don't think so. Like, I want to squish his face and, like, I love him, but I don't know. No.
Okay, Kel Mitchell. Smash.
Who is it?
Kel Mitchell.
Oh, smash.
I haven't seen him recently. Hold up.
It looks like exactly the same.
He does look exactly the same, Smash.
Smash with the Ed hair, yeah.
Goldie Hawn, smash.
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 Robert Englund, smash.
Smash.
Who is this person?
Freddy Krueger.
Smash.
I want to say smash out of pure respect, but he looks a lot like one of my mother-in-law's ex-boyfriends, and I hated him so much, and I don't think I could. But mad respect, he is like the shit.
Steve Buscemi. Smash.
Smash.
Okay, I'll never forget one of my best friends in college was drunk and like went on this rampage about how hot she thought he was. And I just will never forget that, but it is a very hard pass for me.
Smash.
Channing Tatum. I would probably pass.
I would smash into the sun. He's so hot. I want to smash. I am begging to smash.
Yes. Same. Yeah, Julie, I second that.
Lazy.
Oh, I'm sorry. My phone lit up. I was like, what's going on? He does absolutely nothing for me. I'll take his wife, though, or his ex-wife, or whatever. I don't know what that situation is.
Oh, same. They're broken up, but yeah,
she's hot. I understand. He is a very funny man, though. I know that you said that, like, funny dudes do it for you. I just remember I read a GQ profile of his one time, and it was the funniest thing I've ever read. He's very funny.
It's very interesting.
The interviewer, they were supposed to go drive golf go-karts, but the interviewer broke his leg, so he took him to a paint-a-plate place. And he's like, I do one for you, and you do one for me. And then when they got them back, he was like, I meant every stroke.
Aw.
So funny. Aww. I do love him. Deeply.
David Duchovny. I would pass.
I would smash. Holy shit, X-Files, like, he was young in the X-Files.
Oh, that's X-Files guy, right? Okay.
He's out there.
I say pass.
We just talked about this, I think, you and I, on the last podcast. I'm a pass.
Gillian Anderson, smash, obviously.
Smash!
Yeah, smash.
Smash.
Matthew Broderick, pass.
I might smash.
Pass,
because I heard that he killed somebody and got away with it.
That's literally the only reason I passed.
Really? Cool.
Oh my god!
Wait, what?
The movie's got Ferris power, but no.
Yeah, vehicular manslaughter. Then he got away with it. I just have two left. Lindsay Lohan. I know she's crazy, but smash.
That's a pass from me.
Yeah, same pass.
I'm with you. I'm going to smash.
And one of my, like, you guys may not know her by name, but she's one of my biggest celebrity crushes. Niecy Nash. Huge smash.
Oh, smash.
Yeah, same smash.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, she's so hot. Okay, that was my list.
Actually, I have created a list while we've been playing.
Okay.
It's short. It's not a very long list. So I don't know if you want me to go before Lacey or not.
Julia,
go ahead.
I'm going to text you to add someone to the list. Will you please?
Okay. Yeah.
Just check your
phone. You guys, I just want to put this up front. You're going to fucking hate this list.
Okay.
They are all, they might all be smashes from me, but are you ready?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You know this is terrible, right?
Oh, God. Okay.
Yeah. Mothman.
Smash.
Smash.
Smash? Question mark?
Smash.
Heather, that's so good. Okay. Bigfoot.
Pass.
Smash.
Pass.
He smells like Jack Link's jerky. No, thank you.
If you hadn't guessed yet, we're in Cryptid Corner. The Jersey Devil.
Smash.
Wait.
Hold on, I actually have to look up what he might look like. Oh, that bitch got hooves, Smash.
Smash?
Oh, Smash.
Nice. This is silly to ask, but I know Hillary's answer. Darkness from Legend.
Smash!
It's a smash for me, dog.
Ah, pass. Hard pass.
Don't know. Oh, absolutely missing. Smash.
Thank you. I can't believe Hillary didn't ask this one, but Beast from Beauty and the Beast?
Smash.
Yeah, absolutely. And let me clarify. This is the Beast, not the Prince. Just the Beast.
Smash.
Smash.
100% smash.
Thank you.
Smash.
Fox Robin Hood.
Oh, smash.
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 He was on my list.
Sorry, I preempted your list.
That's okay. I'm the smash with that one.
Okay. This one is really off the wall, and I don't know why I remembered him, but Mayor McCheese. I'm going to smash just so I can say I did it.
Oh, God.
He's a humanoid cheeseburger.
Heather?
I don't even know how to respond. Look at that picture.
You're not going to make it through my list, I don't think. I don't know.
I'm going to say pass. I'm going to say I'm way too sober for where this is going.
Julie's broken.
I just had the most cursed thought.
Oh, God.
Does Mayor McCheese's smegma taste like burger sauce?
No.
No, it's like the crusty. No, it's like the crusty little piece of cheese that's in the corner of the Big Mac box.
Ew. Okay, so does he come Big Mac sauce then?
Oh. No, because it's not, like, it's got like onion chunks. That would hurt like hell.
Ew. God.
I'm sorry that I brought it up.
Well, I'm going to pass because I don't want to get, like, sesame seeds in my teeth. So, no. Well, Hillary, what if you weren't a vegetarian? What if they had, like, a meatless option?
Oh, yeah. That was my issue with it.
Oh, Heather just sent me a horrifying drawing of Mayor McCheese, but it's still a smash. Oh, God. Okay, I have three more.
Okay.
Oh. Okay. Frankenstein's monster.
Oh,
there's a right answer.
Keep in mind, he's supposed to be hot.
There's a right answer.
I mean, smash, but I feel like I'd get a UTI.
Yeah, for sure. You're risking that. Maybe have to talk this or whatever.
Julie?
Smash.
Yeah, okay. The thing just wanted to be loved, guys. We could have saved so many people if somebody would just smashed him. So smash. Okay? The poor thing just wanted people to not be scared of it.
Smash. Heather's thinking of humanity. You're right, Heather.
Smash for humanity.
See, I agree. Like, I like his heart. We all know his heart. We know where that comes from. We don't know where the dick comes from. So I'm going to
That is true.
That's, I feel like,
honestly, but, fair.
I feel like Dr. Frankenstein was the type of freak that he would have like made sure he had a huge wang.
I can tell you for a fact that I know that he did. He lovingly chose that penis from a corpse.
Plus, anyway. Wouldn't it just be hard? Like, it would just be hard? All the time?
Oh, maybe.
I don't know how blood works within the monster, because honestly, that would be the... Never mind, I'm thinking too hard about it. Anyways, John Cena.
That's why he moans all the time. Every time he goes around the corner. Because he's running into shit with his dick.
He talks in the book. He doesn't just moan.
I didn't mean. I just meant when he moans, it doesn't. When it seems like there's no reason for it, there's a reason.
Oh, I see. I love that you put John Cena with the cryptids.
You're welcome.
Pass.
I added John Cena because the last person that you said, one of the last persons you said. Oh, no, Channing Tatum. Whoever said Channing Tatum? Like, I was like, John Cena, though. He loves big girls, and he's Army. So, for these reasons, it's a smash.
Fair.
Yeah, smash.
Pass. I'm not into the whole thick neck thing.
Ooh, did you see Peacemaker?
No.
It's pretty good. It's decent. It's very funny. The intro is very funny. And, again, for these reasons, smash. And then this is the last late-minute edition from Heather. And it's going to be a smash for me. I know it's out of turn, but Ted Lasso.
Oh, smash.
100% smash.
Mm-hmm. 900% smash.
Yeah, girl, yeah.
That's the reason I got Apple TV. I fought it and fought it and fought it. And then I'm like, mm-hmm. Oh, God, I have to.
And it's so worth it.
Mm-hmm. What about Roy, though? Oh, my God. Is he on anybody's list? Oh, my God.
Yes, Roy Kent, 900% smash.
There's really not anybody on that team that wouldn't smash, honestly.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Pretty much that whole cast.
Like, Danny Ross, smash. Keely, smash. Rebecca, smash.
Oh, my God, Rebecca. Her climber like a tree.
Oh, my God. She has, like, the best body ever.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm,
Yeah, I'm all done. Right. That was it. That was the end of my list.
Okay, on to Lacey's list.
Okay, Heather, do you need to go get, like, a glass of wine? A shot?
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. Hold on. Gimme.
She's a cum shot from Mayor McCheese.
Oh, shut up.
I'm going to get... Hold on. I'm going to go grab my bottle of alcohol. Hold on.
Oh, God. I gotta remember at the 58 minute mark I need to edit out time of where everyone got
vamp for me.
Oh God.
I just tweeted she needs a cum shot from Mayor McCheese.
God. So gross. I just keep thinking of Mac sauce that has chunks in it. It's so gross.
Can you imagine that urethra? Like, wow! Patron! Pop.
Nice.
Okay. I have returned, and I just thought of another one.
Okay.
Conan the Barbarian.
Smash!
I just did that for Julie. I knew she'd say.
What about you, Heather?
Pass.
Wait. Arnold Conan or Momoa Conan? Was it Momoa that played Conan? It was
Momoa.
Who was it?
I don't know, but it wasn't Momoa.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Now I gotta find out who it was. Can I tell you, what am I trying to say? The lady, I just started, my, like, observations in a new building that I have never been to before, and in the teacher's lounge, they have Jason Momoa, Chris Hemsworth, and another guy just posted on the bulletin board.
Nice.
And I said, okay, also, you're fucking wrong. It was Momoa.
So,
Was it really?
Yeah, 2011. It was Momoa.
Oh, fuck it.
Well, then I'm smashing that one.
Yeah, shit. All right, are we ready for Lacey's list?
Yeah.
What are we drinking, Ed?
Oh, a Bud Light.
Nice.
As fancy as I'm getting.
I'm drinking strawberry wine. Ooh. From a gas station.
17.
All right, Lacey, hit us.
All right, I got a full page.
All right.
They are all cartoons. And they are all, I mean, maybe a couple of them, maybe you might have to look up. I can't imagine, but okay. Number one, Roger Rabbit.
Pass.
Really? Smash. Smash.
You don't get Jessica Rabbit from being bad at whatever you're doing, so I'm going to try. Betty Boop.
Smash.
I think I might pass. Yes, yeah, same pass.
Aw, I'll smash. Foghorn Leghorn.
Just because I would just think about my grandma all the time.
Foghorn Leghorn seems a little too Confederate to me, and for these reasons, it's a pass.
Not wrong. Ethic?
Pass.
Oh, I'm gonna smash because I like the Southern boy myself. I don't know why, I just do. Also, I have some of these, like, I went with, like, characters that come in sets on shows, you know. So, you instead of choosing, like, smash or pass for both, just pick one.
You have to choose between the two.
Choose between the two, right.
Okay.
Yogi Bear or Boo Boo?
Yogi.
Yeah, same.
Same.
Took a shot. Oh, shit. Oh, okay. So I'm going to go.
That was the gum shot for McCheese.
I'm going to pick Boo Boo because I feel like he would appreciate the attention. Like, he would be very generous. Okay. This is kind of random, but I feel like you'll know who it is. I know Hillary will know who it is. Nanette Manois.
Pass.
Who was it again?
Nanette Manois from...
Nanette Manois.
From Angela Anaconda.
Pass.
Yeah, pass.
She was a jerk face snot. I'll pass. Okay, Johnny Bravo.
Pass.
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 Oh, I like his hair. I'm gonna smash. Archer.
Oh, smash.
Pass.
Smash.
Smash. Now how about Pam?
Smash.
Smash. Smash.
I guess that wrecks my girl theory because she's funny as shit. I'm smashing. Reptar.
Like Rugrats Reptar?
Yes.
Okay. I I wouldn't smash Reptar, but I would smash the guy that plays Reptar on Reptar on Ice.
Fair.
You should have seen the look I gave my computer, because you know it's a smash.
I dig his purple tongue, but I'm going to say pass.
I'll smash. How about Stew Pickles?
Oh, pass.
Who is this?
Stew Pickles. Tommy's dad.
I don't even remember what he looked like. Hold on. Aww.
I think it's a smash.
Yeah, same smash.
Yeah, he tries really hard. I'm going with that. Yeah.
Smash.
What about Betty DeVille? She would be Phil and Lil DeVilles. I didn't realize that was their last name, by the way. Mom.
My instinct was to say pass, because she's intense, but she would, like, top the fuck out of me. And has a big, lazy bottom. Yeah.
She's gay, for real. Did you know that?
Yeah. And then remake, they made her gay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was bummed that they just kind of made the dad disappear. They should have made the dad trans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a smash for me, by the way.
Pass.
I like her. I'm gonna smash.
Oh, man.
Sticking to the 90s Nickelodeon theme. Roger Klotz.
Pass. He doesn't deserve it.
Yeah, same. Pass.
Pass.
Aw, I'm gonna smash, because in the really, really tough moments where he has to make the choice between right and wrong, he usually makes the right choice, so I'll give him some. Ah, Doug or Skeeter?
Skeeter.
Skeeter.
Hold on, I don't remember Skeeter. Oh, Doug.
Doug. Patrick or SpongeBob?
I can't believe you didn't give me Judy. Just for the record, I would fuck Judy Putty.
Patty? We're not even doing Patty?
I'd fuck Patty.
Oh, they're in the next row. They're just separated.
Oh, okay. SpongeBob or Patrick? Is that the question?
Yeah.
That one's tough. Let me walk you through it. Okay. So it's kind of how, like, Julie was with Jessica Simpson, where Patrick is so stupid that I feel like I'd take advantage. But I couldn't fuck SpongeBob, because SpongeBob is a bottom and I'm a bottom, and we would just both be bottoms and it would just be awful. So I guess Patrick.
I am also going with Patrick. He is very, very dumb, but he might have a big dick.
He's got that big dick energy.
Mm-hmm. I guess Patrick.
She says begrudgingly, is SpongeBob really in your heart? Tell us what's up.
I don't think I've ever watched an episode of SpongeBob, like, all the way through. Like, never.
Oh, my God.
I know.
So much of my humor comes from SpongeBob SquarePants. It's not even funny.
Well, sometimes I don't think you're very funny, so I'm just kidding.
Oh.
This is why it all comes out.
Okay. That's fair. That's valid.
Just joking.
What about you, Lee?
What? What was the question? Oh, yeah.
You asked it.
I know.
Get in.
I was too busy thinking about the fact that, like, half of our speak and language and everything, culture, comes from Friends, and how these guys are like, meh, meh, meh.
Yeah.
I was totally lost in thought about that. I'm going with Patrick. Fine, we'll just go ahead and do Patty or Judy.
Judy.
Patty Mayonnaise or Judy Funny.
Judy.
Judy.
Patty.
Patty. I'm sitting here waiting, like, what's next?
Throw a bunch of Lacey's head, man.
Nigel Thornberry.
Oh, no. I mean, aw. Aw. I don't think... this might be the only character ever played by Tim Curry that I wouldn't fuck, but I wouldn't fuck Nigel Thornberry.
Oh, smash. I'm fine with it. Smashing.
What do we think, Ed?
Oh, I said, sorry, I said pass.
Oh.
Oh, I'm a smash. What about Sheen?
Who?
Sheen. Please tell me I'm not the only one that knows Sheen, because this was like 20 years, behind the time I should have been watching cartoons. Sheen! You're like, me too, bitch.
For fucking Jimmy Neutron?
Yes.
Oh, pass. He's so stupid, he can barely function.
I don't have a frame of reference here, but I think I'm going to pass.
Yeah, I agree with Julie, pass.
Oh, I love Sheen. I'm smashing. He has his own show, and I love it.
Oh, he has his own show. I didn't know that. That's funny.
Yeah, who's stupid now? I'm going to do a show. Betty or Wilma?
Betty.
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 I got to think for redheads, so I'm choosing Wilma.
I want to be Betty's Barney.
Well, Fred or Barney?
Fred.
Fred.
No, I can't. But, yeah, Fred. Never. I'm just Fred.
Barney?
I'm going to go with Barney, but I'm picturing, like, what's his name? Stephen Baldwin Barney.
That's fair. Because I'm picturing John Goodman.
Oh, my God.
I'm picturing John Goodman's Fred, so.
Fair.
Yeah.
Daggett or Norbert?
I forget which one's which. Norbert's the yellow one, right?
Yes.
Norbert.
Are those the beavers?
Yeah.
Yes.
The yellow one.
Yeah, I concur.
Yeah, me too. Poor Daggett. Ren or Stimpy?
Neither.
You gotta pick horse. One.
The horse. The horse with the nipples on his knees?
They were no, just that was really the dad. That was the dad with the nipples on his knees.
Okay, well.
The horse was the, no sir, I don't like it.
I'm gonna choose log. It's big and heavy and wood. No, just kidding. If I had to choose between the two, gun to my head, Stimpy.
I guess I agree with Julie.
Yeah, Ren's an asshole. We'll go with Stimpy.
But the real answer is Powdered Toast Man.
Toast Man.
Oh my God, yes. That was the one thing, like, I remember, the only thing I ever remember doing at Dad's was watching Ren and Stimpy. Or, well, Nickelodeon in general. Don't whiz on the electric fence. Ooh. Sailor Moon.
Oh, Smash, but Usagi and I are so much alike that it would be weird. But yeah, probably still Smash.
Yeah, Smash.
Sure, Smash.
Why not? Homer or Ned?
Oh, God. Oh.
Wait, who are these people?
Woo! Homer Simpson and Ned Flanders.
Oh.
God, this one's really hard.
Take your time on that one.
Ned.
I too will be getting a mustache ride from Flanders.
Homer?
Same, Homer for sure.
Homer in the Moo-Moo, yes.
That's like the best episode. What about Marge?
I don't. Can I gag her?
It's your game.
Yeah, that's Mash.
The safe word's banana. I love you. Same conditions, Smash.
Smash.
She can talk all she wants to. She'd probably make me a sandwich when we're done, I bet. I'd be cool with that. I'm gonna smash. Beavis?
Pass.
Pass. Pass.
I think I could teach him things.
Oh.
I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna make a man out of him.
He will bring you teepee for your bunghole. Imagine someone just being like, I am Cornholio. Like,
oh no, I went to school with. Like, I was in high school when that movie came out. Believe me, that's all they ever did. Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm aware.
Lacey's like, half of the men I've slept with were like,
did that. Yeah.
Yeah.
How about Lois Griffin?
Oddly enough, I would fuck Alex Borstein, but I would not fuck Lois.
I'm gonna smash.
I'm also gonna smash.
Yeah, redhead smash.
My cat just showed up, so he's gonna smash too.
Aw.
Scrooge McDuck.
Ooh, he's voiced by David Tennant. Smash.
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 He's rich. Smash. I'm always gonna smash.
Popeye.
Only the Robin Williams version.
That's fair.
If spinach does that to his muscles, what does it do to his dick? Smash.
He's strong to the finish. He tells you. He tells you in the song.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to pass.
Oh, I'm going to smash. No, go, buddy, please. Go on. Scooby or Shaggy?
The dog?
Clearly.
You want me to choose between the guy or the dog? I'm gonna go with Shaggy.
I'm just so surprised you were like at this point in the evening, like that is a surprise. Like that Lacey would ask that.
I also thought you were saying I'm gonna choose the dog, clearly. No.
Shaggy.
I kind of thought you were going to say the same thing. I
was expecting to be like Shaggy or Fred, and then she's Shaggy or Scooby. I'm like, what?
Well, oh my goodness. Well, I'm surprised we're not doing the Scooby gang the way we did NSYNC and the Backstreet Boys.
We'll do it then. Rank them.
Okay. Oh. Do you want to do that instead, Hillary?
Sure. I would do everybody but Fred and Scooby.
Same.
Yeah, same.
I don't understand why I'm not allowed to do Scooby.
You can do whatever you want.
You can do whatever you want, man.
Well, then I'm going to do everybody but Fred.
Okay.
I'm sorry, mate. I literally said I would fuck Sasquatch. Like, this is, we're not different.
Oh, that's the one you're going to cite? Not Mayor Big Cheese?
I've referenced Mayor Big Cheese's cum shots so many times, I feel like I need to stop.
I'm plenty of their time. He's good.
Oh, God.
Ah, Wile E. Coyote. Oh, wait. No, wait. Go back. Did we do everybody? Did Heather go?
Yeah, I think everyone said it.
Okay, cool. Wile E. Coyote.
I'm going to pass just because he's fucking dumb.
Yeah, he feels like he is, he will make my insurance very expensive, so pass.
I'm going to smash.
Yeah, so did Acme.
Yeah, because if he doesn't get it done the first time, he's going to come back. He's just going to keep trying.
Yeah, but he might blow up your vagina.
Yeah, but either way, he's going to smash.
Yeah, yeah.
He holds up right before he comes too soon. He holds up a little sign that just says, "Uh-oh."
My God, is Wile E. Coyote a two pump chump?
Yes, absolutely.
Did everybody go?
Yeah.
Okay.
You'd think I'd know that since I'm the last one to fucking go. Okay. Daria.
Oh. Gosh.
Smash.
100% smash.
Yeah, smash. What about Elsa?
That's tough.
Like Frozen Elsa?
Yeah.
See, that's tough because I fucking hate Idina Menzel, but I would still probably fuck Elsa. Yeah, smash.
Yes, totally.
I have a pass.
Yeah, and I'm either. Pass. Fry or Bender?
Bender.
Fry.
Bender. Pink Panther.
It's gonna be a pass for me.
Smash.
Tom or Jerry?
Both.
At the same time.
I mean,
I'm gonna go for Jerry.
Tom.
Yeah, Jerry's so small.
Yeah, but Tom's such a schemer. He's sneaky.
Sneaking in those DMs.
Oh, here's a couple. We're going into a small Disney window. I could have went forever with Disney, but I didn't. King Triton.
Smash.
Miggity smash.
Smash.
Oh, yes. Smash times 10. Gaston.
Pass.
Big old pass.
Same pass.
Fuck it, I'm doing it. No one licks like Gaston. Throws his dick like Gaston.
He does use antlers in all of his decorating.
Oh, Scar or Mufasa?
Ooh. Oh, fuck. That's evil. Fuck.
Working stove.
I'm going to say Mufasa just because Scar is probably gay.
There's only one answer for me, and that's Mufasa.
Scar being a bad time.
He just seems like he'd be too depressed.
Oh, but Jeremy Irons is so fucking sexy.
Yeah, that's me. I'm going with Scar because of that.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I gotta say Mufasa, but
it's weird that you don't say the same thing about James Earl Jones.
I mean, but I picked Mufasa.
Yeah, yeah, you did. Why? You know why?
Because it's James Earl Jones.
That's Tulsa Doom and Darth Vader.
Well, we already kind of did this one, but I'll do it anyway. We did Robin Hood or Little John. We're talking cartoon animal versions.
Oh, Little John.
I'm going to go with... Oh, damn it. That's a both for me, dog. I ain't picking. You can't make me choose.
Well... What was it again?
Robin Hood or Little John?
Like, are we talking about the animated? Like,
yes.
Yes. A bear or a fox?
A Robin Hood.
Yeah, because I feel like me and Little John are, like, built the same. And I just feel like there'd be a lot of bumping in the right places or in the wrong places. So I'm going with Robin Hood.
Can we honorable mention the hot hen nurse?
Did you see that bitch that dressed up as her on TikTok?
Yes, I did, and that's why I mentioned her.
Tinkerbell.
Pass. Well, okay, wait. Movie Tinkerbell, pass. Series Tinkerbell, smash. Like, Peter Pan, Tinkerbell, pass, but the ones that where and she's her in her own movies and she's voiced by Mae Whitman, no, smash.
Yeah, she's completely different than in the original movie.
Pass,
unless it's Julie Roberts Tinkerbell, which is a smash.
Fair.
Pass.
Oh, smash. I like her booty. Optimus Prime.
Logistically, I don't see how it would work.
And for these reasons, that's why it's smash.
Pass.
Oh, I like to figure it out myself. I'm going to smash.
It's going to make my engine purr.
Captain Planet.
Pass. He has a mullet.
I would smash.
Pass.
I agree with Hillary. The haircut's not for me.
God, what was that robot chicken bit? It's like, oh, Captain. Shit. There was some sketch where somebody dressed up like Captain Planet and just went around kicking people in the balls.
Yeah. You have glass in my eye and my foot in, your,
in
balls.
Your balls, Captain Planet.
How is it? I used to say that all the time before memes. That was before memes. You know that, right?
Yeah. God, we're old.
Well, Perry's a platypus.
Smash.
Doobie doobie doo wah, doobie doobie doo wah, doobie doobie doo wah, smash.
Pass.
He's pretty cool. I'm smashing.
I think he also is stinky, which goes against other things I've said, but it is a smash.
You think he's stinky? Sounds...
Yes, he's a platypus. He's got to be stinky.
Heather sounds so beleaguered at this point. She's just like, Jesus Christ.
Whatever I can say to get this over with. I'll talk to anybody. Come on. Gru.
Oh, pass.
Smash.
Who is this?
Gru from the Minions.
Oh, pass.
Wait, aww. Hillary, I just have to say, listen, I just have to say, I say this every time we talk about, anytime anyone talks about Minions, my favorite piece of Minions lore is that they conveniently disappeared so they would not be Nazis.
Good choice.
It's so funny. It makes me laugh all the time. I tell people that all the time.
Oh, we've only got a couple left. Marvin the Martian.
Pass. Pass, he's annoying.
Hold on.
Oh, yeah, pass.
Yeah, pass. Pee, damn, mother. I'm betting I'm gonna jump off a cliff. I'm gonna say this name, you guys are gonna be like, what? Lionel.
Oh, Smash.
From Thundercats?
Yay!
Yeah, yes. Smash.
Pass?
Smash. She-Ra.
Smash.
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 Smash. But what about He-Man?
Pass. He has that horrible haircut.
Now I'm gonna smash.
Pass.
I'm gonna smash. Did you watch the new one, Hillary, on Netflix? Like the Kevin Smith one?
Only with you.
Oh, that's right. I like it. Then we have one left. Arnold or Gerald?
Oh, Gerald.
Gerald.
Hold on. I can't remember what Gerald looks like. Gerald for sure.
Oh, I always really liked Arnold. He was like a super sensitive guy. I like him. I'm going to go with Arnold.
Yeah, I know, but you asked me or. Because, I mean, both, I would smash both, but like, if you asked me and or, it's Gerald.
Right. What?
What?
Huh? We should have done like all just, was it Game Grumps that did just like cereal, like cartoon characters from the cereal box or just like mascots? Like mascots. That's what it was. Mascots.
Yeah. Or Smash and Baz, all the Pokemon.
That was so funny.
It was funny. Oh, God. That was fun. Thank you guys for humoring me by doing this.
Yeah, it was fun.
It is officially spooky season. So from like now until Christmas time, we'll probably be focusing on spooky stuff. Haven't decided what all yet, but we will see. I know. School's back in session, and Julie's going on a trip soon, and there's just, it's a mess. So hopefully we'll be able to get back together sometime soon.
Speaking of spooky season, right before we recorded, I started Beetlejuice for the first time. I have to watch The Last Hour.
I'm sorry, did you say the first time?
Yeah, I heard your podcast about it, but it was so long ago that I forgot, so... Yeah, I have never watched Beetlejuice. Even though I've listened to your podcast, it still hasn't ruined anything for me because I can't remember what you guys said.
I just watched it on vacation.
It's cute.
Heather, was the rock that you lived under, was that like here in Ohio?
Yeah.
Or did they import it from like fucking Sweden?
Lacey, I haven't watched Hocus Pocus either.
Actually,
neither has Lacey.
Actually, Heather grew up wearing gray because she lived under the rock.
Yeah.
That actually, I mean, part of me is like shocked and dismayed, but I'm also like excited for you to get to experience them for the first time.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm in.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And also, Alec Baldwin looks hot, right? Right?
Oh, totally. Yes.
Okay, thank you, because I was like, I'm not used to looking at Alec Baldwin and thinking he looks good, but he looks good.
He totally looks good. Well, thank you guys for listening for like us to talk about nonsense for an hour and a half. Hopefully you guys played along at home. Let us know your favorite smashes or passes, or your biggest smashes or your biggest passes. In the episode description, there's a link to our link tree that will take you to our social media pages where you can follow us and DM us and comment and all that fun stuff. There's also a link to our support page where you can donate one-time donations or do monthly patronage. If you can't help us out financially, you can help us by sharing the podcast with your friends and followers to help us grow our audience. Thank you again to the ladies for playing along.
Thank you.
Goodbye, ladies.
Thanks for having me.
And until next time, we are the Weirdos, Mister.